down just like Rich Phillips during an upcoming Desperados home game. Go to theticket.com and register to be a guest announcer. Brought to you by Nextel and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It is 4:13. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You're listening to The Hardline. You think Dick Hicks is going to be very amenable to the idea of the guest announcer?
You just read my mind. I was thinking the same thing. We asked Kevin. Kevin did some games with him. It's tough to wrestle that mic away from Dick Hicks during play-by-play.
He's done it all year for all the home games.
But he doesn't like it, does he?
Hates it. Hates Mickey, too. I think he hated me. I think he'd rather do the game by himself.
But there have been guest announcers all year?
Yeah, guys and girls.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So what do they get to do? Like call a play? Or?
I think it's called a full series. The first series of the second half.
The one Dick Hicks is hoping for a turnover, isn't he?
So he can get it over with real quick.
Boy, I bet he hates that. Because he thinks play-by-play is so cool. And that if you can do play-by-play, you have a very rare and unusual skill.
And it should be treated with a certain
amount
of respect,
too. Look out
that
window.
And not everybody can do this. That's what that's the way he sees it.
I've never wanted to do it, but if I wanted to, I could be pretty good at it. I guarantee if I put my mind to it, I could be better than Dick Hicks.
Well, jump in there. Take over.
I don't want to.
Apply for it. Win the contest.
I don't want to. But I could. You know what? We should all do that. We should show up one time. Okay, it's our turn. Move over, Rich.
Time now to stop down for a little bit of...
Entertainment.
Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and the Metropolitan Downtown Tavern. So, let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top radio personality. Very happy because DL3 and his mother share the same birthday. Here's Cobra.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is this? It's a big, fat snake.
Here is an interesting story that I can't believe is just now coming to the forefront. The man who killed Dimebag Darrell Abbott and three others at a concert a few months back over in Cincinnati. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, where was that?
Columbus.
Columbus, yeah. Well, a year ago, in Cincinnati, the same guy, Nathan Gale, who killed him, jumped on stage during a Damage Plan show, April the 8th, 2004, during the concert and caused about $1,800 worth of damage to lights and other equipment during a struggle with the police.
So he are kidding me!
No! This is just now coming out.
I wonder if anybody recognized him that night. When he got up there, I wonder if Vinny might have happened to look over there and
say, that's
that crazy guy from Cincinnati.
The band kept playing as Gale was removed from the stage, witnesses said.
Or maybe Dimebag recognized him.
Yeah, it's still one of the most tragic stories.
Yeah.
Ever. Ever in entertainment. I mean, it is. I mean, awful.
No charges were filed against Gale in Cincinnati because band members did not want to return to the city for hearings. The Columbus Dispatch reported yesterday. So they let him go because they were on tour and didn't want him to get back.
They didn't
want
to mess with it.
Yeah, they're just like, you know what, he's a nutball, whatever. Just let it go. He's probably a drunk fan just getting up there and wanting to hang with us or whatever.
And I'm sure that's not the first time something like that's happened. I'm sure those guys have... as many shows as they played and yahoos that run up on stage and do stuff. I mean,
yeah,
that probably just wasn't something that was really shocking at the time.
Pretty eerie, though.
Very eerie. By the way, should we tell them what we... should we say what we found out the other day, or should we not?
I don't remember
what
we
might happen
out
down the road here.
I think you'd be okay. I think you'd be okay.
Well, Benny, who hasn't been heard from in any kind of public forum much for a while, I know he's done a little bit of playing at various things.
Been playing his drums?
Yeah. He's gone to you know, like shows, not around here, but like out of town with, you know, pretty big time bands and sat in with them and stuff. So they say. He showed up at Hot Rods and Hogs one night out in Arlington when the Theft was there.
And you get to talk to him?
No, we just exchanged the knowing nod.
Well, you do that a lot, man.
I do that a lot. Man, that's my way of communicating.
I mean, it's amazing.
You didn't have to brandish your piece, did you?
Nope. 20 years from now, whenever I run into you guys, it's all you're going to get out of me.
Well, I hope that's wrong.
Of course, 20 years from now, that's probably all I'll be able to do.
Right.
And the nod may not really be all that knowing.
You know, I really hope that if I see you 20 years from now, that I'd get a little bit more than a knowing nod.
Hey, I saw Mike today, and he drooled at me.
I think he nodded. Am I just been
but an anyway,
involuntary
finish your story.
Right.
Finish
well,
your story.
Anyway, the word is getting around to us that somewhere down the road, Vinny will be prepared to tell his story. And when he does, he wants to do it here on this show. So, I don't know, maybe that'll happen, maybe it won't, but that's just what his people, are telling us. So.
Boy, that'll be heart-wrenching.
Yeah, it will.
It'll be a hard interview to do.
Yeah.
It'll be a...
I don't know if I want to hear that straight from the guy who's standing 5 feet from the...
Well,
I mean,
you know what? He wants to do it.
Oh,
it'll
I
be
know.
A tough story to tell, but if he wants to do it, then...
Sure.
Vinny's always had an open forum with us.
Yeah, I mean, he's a friend, been a longtime friend of the show, and, you know, we'll certainly let him. I'm sure there are a lot of people who are interested in hearing it. And if he wants to tell it and he wants to tell it here, that's fine with me. I'm sure you boys all feel the same way. Yes,
yeah.
It can take as long as he wants. Anyway, continue.
Britney Spears is pregnant. The news broke late yesterday afternoon.
No, the news was broke about 3 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, the
Star Magazine.
Star Magazine broke it, but she officially came clean.
After she denied it and knocked it down for 3 weeks. Why do they do that?
To drag it out and get more attention.
True, but they look like the biggest idiots.
Well, the thing
is
also...
She said they were totally wrong and there was nothing to it.
Those people have such egos that if something is found out and they don't get to announce it on their own terms, they're going to deny it because they just can't have that happen.
But then it always... To me, it always makes them look like an idiot.
She wrote on...
the scope of things, who cares?
I know. She wrote on her website,
freaking care.
The time has finally come to share our wonderful news that we are expecting our first child together at the age of 23.
And he is how old?
He's 27. He has two kids with Shar Jackson, the actress, whom he left when she was pregnant in 2004 to date Britney.
Who the hell is he?
He's a backup dancer in her group.
He is the biggest
He's so
nobody.
White trash.
Oh.
He is such garbage, just scum of the earth.
You know, every time
white trash.
When I first saw him, he always looked like that he would stink. And kind of find out he does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he smells. He smells.
Well, she is, too.
You know, I bet she's one of those pregnant women who sneaks a cigarette every now and then, you know.
Well, of course she
and
is.
And I'll tell you what else I bet about her.
They were inseparable.
She might not bounce back.
Oh,
the body might not bounce back. I don't know that she's got a bounce back body.
Grego, see that?
But
she
you know,
will
she's got all the
because,
trainers.
Yes.
And, yeah, she's got the ways and the means.
I mean, when you're worth $100 million, you'll bounce back.
But you know what? I'm hoping she doesn't.
She's been slipping even without being knocked up.
Oh, she's got massive FP. If she doesn't, she's one of those girls that if she's not working at it and eating right and not drinking... She is a
and she's
fat
also
pig.
One of, she's also one of those girls that, without those looks, without that body, she ain't got much.
Because the bitch can't sing.
Well,
let's be honest.
You know what? Like I said...
How do we know?
She's already got $100 million stashed away, and...
Yeah,
if she quit tomorrow, then she's legendary. Like, I'm done.
Well, she's not legendary. She was created because she looks good.
Right. And does she really look that great?
She did when she was...
15?
No, when she was like 18.
Norm.
Oh. 18, 19. Oh. I mean, she looked pretty good. Got the little tight body.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little round boobs.
Yeah, I saw Mike and Norm looking at her pictures earlier.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Some audio, don't we?
Not me. Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
God, I bet that she is going to be very gassy, though. I mean, she was gassy before.
Brittany, it must be difficult being diagnosed with chronic flatulence. Your thoughts?
This
is almost as bad as Puff Daddy now.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Weird. Hello. Oh, my goodness. Hello. Ew. Strong Brittany. Yeah, it was a weird. Ew. I'm embarrassed. Can we?
Oh.
Daddy!
What a symphony of farts that is.
But I'll tell you what.
Pound for pound.
Yeah, pound for pound. I'll bet she doesn't bounce back too quick.
Well, she said on her website back in November, she says, I'm going to focus on the three main areas of my life for the immediate future, myself, my husband, Kevin, and starting a family.
See, I think that she probably wants a family. I think that guy doesn't want any part of it. I mean, he fell into a gold mine. He's riding his big choppers around. He's gambling in Las Vegas, probably banging who knows who. And he's liking that lifestyle. And all of a sudden, she wants the house and the picket fence and the kids.
They'll be divorced within 2 years.
But he's got it made now.
Oh, yeah. She'll just write him a check for $5 million, and he's set.
Right. Well, then he'll blow it in a couple of years. Then he'll be broke. But what does it matter? He doesn't have to buy soap. He stinks.
Blow it doing curls.
No, he doesn't do that. He's got a horrible... He's got, like, one of those doughy-type bodies. I can't believe he's a dancer.
Expo.
Joaquin Phoenix has checked himself into alcohol rehabilitation.
Struggling.
He says that he was uncomfortable with the way he was living his life and found the courage to deal with his disease. He's 29. Of course, his brother died of a speedball back in 1993. After a night with Johnny Depp at the Viper Room.
A cheese ball.
No, not a not cocaine and cheese.
His balls.
Cocaine and heroin. By the way.
Now, what has he been in? What would I know him from?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Gladiator. Signs. The Village.
About Schmidt.
Ladder 49.
Is that any good?
It's not bad. I saw it the other night. On pay-per-view.
He was in Hotel Rwanda, and he's also starring as Johnny Cash in Walk the Line, and he learned how to play guitar, and he does all of his own singing in the film.
Have you seen him in publicity shots?
Yeah. No.
Ron, you wouldn't believe how much he looks like Johnny Cash. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah?
Seriously.
But he sings his own songs.
But then if you,
Val Kilmer and Jim Morrison all over again.
But if you see him and remember him from, like, Gladiator, you think there's no way he can look like Johnny Cash.
They cover up his hair lip. Well, he's kind of got the same, you know, it's a lot like Val Kilmer, because Val Kilmer's face looked just like Jim Morrison's. Looked exactly like it. They had the exact same bone structure.
Yeah.
And trust me, I know. I studied Jim Morrison back
then. You studied?
Yeah. Back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a student of the way of life of Jim.
Jim.
What else?
Power down, Michael.
Oh, here's our Silver Fox update for today, huh?
The accuser's mother took the stand today in the Michael Jackson trial. She immediately invoked the Fifth Amendment right not to testify about welfare payments that she's been receiving. So she didn't want anybody talking to her about her welfare. And
how is that relevant?
Well, because the defense would just be like, aren't you poor? Yeah, how poor are you? Well, I receive welfare. Then this lawsuit that's going on now for $600 million. Anything to do with money? You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I mean, if it was...
I get it.
But how can she take the Fifth? I mean, she's not incriminating herself.
She got up there and she says, I take the Fifth on everything to do with welfare application.
But are they asking about welfare fraud?
I don't know.
Because how could that incriminate her? I mean, if you get welfare, that's not a crime.
They're just proving that she's poor and she has everything
to gain. She has motivation.
Yeah, motivation to
But that's not the fifth. That's not what the fifth.
Defense attorneys have raised questions about the woman's credibility, accusing her of bilking celebrities and committing welfare fraud.
Run out of gas.
There you go. Welfare fraud.
Yeah. Is there anything lower than welfare fraud? That's pretty cheap.
You know, some people, when they're desperate, they'll do anything, Corby.
True, Danny. True.
How many times did you have to go pick up the government cheese for your family?
He just cut
exactly.
The government cheese.
I never did.
Right. You were too busy swimming in your million-dollar canal.
His interlocking pool.
Hey.
Right.
Hey. There was a time. Hey. There was a time in my life when I went straight down to the, what was I donating? Not sperm.
Blood.
No. Good God.
Well, I would donate
plasma.
Plasma. They'd give you $25. I did that twice. I donated plasma. It's wow. Like gutting your innards.
Yeah, but it's not like you couldn't have driven 20 miles to your parents' house and had a bed and had a nice meal.
Right.
Did I?
He was trying to make a point.
I'm so cool. I'll give my plasma.
For not giving it. Not
for how
it.
Much?
Sell it.
Hey, hold on. $25. It was 30 minutes. Of
and what'd you do with that $25?
Oh, I'm sure.
Right to the pub.
Yeah. Bar, booze.
Widespread.
Yeah.
Any coin, any drink at Big River.
I'd hitch a ride in the trunk of someone's car and head up to Red Rocks, catch a show.
I know it cost $25 back then.
What's that?
A lid.
Mm.
Sandwiches?
Nope. Sack of dope.
A ball of dope.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Watch it, Deadwood.
The Black Eyed Peas
are done.
New record comes out June 7th. They have enlisted the help of Justin Timberlake, James Brown, and Jack Johnson to help them out on their new
record. Former heavyweight champion?
No, the noted singer-songwriter.
I'm betting it doesn't sell 800 copies.
The first single, Don't Funk With My Heart, can be streamed on the group's official website, which I'm sure we'll take a listen to it here when we play our little game of spin and or spare here.
Well, what about Let's Get It Started 2? We going to get that up and running?
Let's Get Retarded Again. I don't think that's... I think they're distancing themselves from that song, hopefully.
Well, they better not. They better embrace it. That's all they got.
And humans are still in Hollywood.
Why didn't you lead with that?
I don't know. We got to go.
Yeah, that's the big story there.
Sorry, I buried it.
All right, very good. That's E! News for today. Baseball 101 is next.